My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Lankford. He's also a member of the House Budget Committee. We want to get his thoughts on some of the latest jobs numbers that came out late last week and how that might influence the Republican economic strategy moving forward in the House of Representatives. We also want to get his reaction briefly to the speech given by Speaker John Boehner at the Economic Club of New York last night, in which the speaker talked extensively about the GOP approach to the debt limit debate coming up soon. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Oh, very glad to be with you.
Well, let's start with the jobs data from last week. Mixed by most accounts, considering that there was job creation, 244,000 net, 268,000 in the private sector, yet the overall unemployment rate ticked up to 9.0% from 8.8%. So a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. How do you read it?
Right. It's one of those reports that everybody jumps out and says, gosh, things are this is an alarming statistic. It's either alarmingly good or alarmingly bad. Basically, it's a complete mixed message. You know, McDonald's adding a ton of new jobs last month obviously helped as well. But there's a lot that's going on in the economy, and most of it is just stagnant. The business people that I'm talking to are still saying the same thing they were saying a year ago. Until we can get regulatory consistency, until we can get something stable that we actually know what's going to happen, we're not going to hire. We're not going to take the risk because we don't know how much an employee costs.
Regulatory consistency. I know you and I have talked about that before with respect to the president's health care plan, which is being debated in court today. But in terms of what the Republican House is doing on the regulatory front, what would you like to do and what do you think you can get done this term?
What I think I can get done will be interesting to see what we can get through the Senate. What I'd like to do is just a very simple piece. If a regulator institutes a piece of legislation, he's taken our legislation we passed, he forms a regulation with it, I'd like to see it again before it goes live. I mean, just a simple thing to be able to check it. If they're saying we think this is fulfillment of your legislation, I'd like to be able to see it and say yes or no. And that's something the House and the Senate should be able to approve or disapprove rather than the executive branch getting the sole authority and then basically creating laws where guidelines suddenly became statutes from some agency at some point and have never faced any legislation.
I know that House Republicans are pretty frustrated right now with what's going on with the Environmental Protection Agency. We mentioned the president's health plan. When you talk to those business owners back in your district in Oklahoma, what specifically are the regulations that frustrate them the most?
EPA is definitely a big one. The health care piece is a big one. They don't know what's about to happen next, whether in labor laws. In fact, I had a business owner last week said to me, if I have the opportunity to purchase a machine rather than hire a person, I will do it right now because I know what a machine costs. I have no idea what a person will cost next year. And it was pure and simple based on the cost of employment and the regulations. So that's a scary premise for us. I mean, that is not creating jobs. That is discouraging job creation.
Probably calls for a little bit of speculation, but if these regulations were to be lifted, how much of an appetite, how much of a jump in the job market do you think we'd see?
Oh, that's going to be just pure speculation on my part. What I don't hear a lot of business owners saying, free us up from all regulations. There is a place for boundaries. The difficulty right now that's happening is they don't know when a new regulation is coming in. They don't know when the rule is coming by. You look at something like Dodd-Frank that was done. There are already regulations that are stacked to the ceiling with Dodd-Frank, and there's hundreds more to go. And it's the uncertainty of we don't know what that rule is really going to be and what it's really going to cost. And it's just wait until we finally get the final ruling from that regulation to say, here's what your business now has to do. It's just an unstable environment that's constantly changing. That's a worst-case scenario for business. Tell us what the rules are. Don't change the rules in the middle of the game.
We're talking with Oklahoma Congressman James Lankford. And Congressman, I'm sure you've heard it even more than I have. Whenever an issue's on the floor in the House of Representatives, the battle cry from the Democrats is, what does this have to do with jobs? They said it as it related to funding for Planned Parenthood, the issue over whether or not the government was shut down a few weeks ago. Where are the jobs, they keep saying? So what is the Republican approach to jobs right now, and how do you respond to that, given that a lot of people say it's not necessarily what the government can do to create them, it's what they can remove, perhaps, as we mentioned, to help create jobs?
That is absolutely correct. One of the best things the government can do is to be able to get out of the way and allow private job creation to exist. If there wasn't this constant tinkering with the system, there would be the possibility that people could create jobs and could get going. The capital is out there. Just the entrepreneurs aren't willing to take the risk right now because they don't know what the reward is going to be and how much the cost of doing business is. So, that's a big deal. It's the difference in perspective. Whereas some Democrat colleagues are saying we need to create more jobs, and so to do that, let's create a bunch more government jobs, or let's create jobs that are directly in the government payroll, like the stimulus jobs, saying, yes, they're in the private sector, but we're really paying the bill for them. So they're really government jobs just through a private sector entity. They're saying that's the way to do job creation. I completely disagree. Job creation happens through the private market, and the more we can stabilize the private market, it'll do fine. It's a unique thing to be here, Greg, and to be able to interact with people that honestly think that America is a great country and we have great people. We have survived in spite of capitalism. And I just laugh. I think, okay, we haven't survived in spite of capitalism. We have thrived through capitalism. It's the faith of our people. It's the tenacity of our people. It's an entrepreneurial spirit. It's not that we can now correct all of our faults and we'll be even better if we just shift away from capitalism and allow government to control more. It's we've got to go back to the basics of what made us so strong and powerful before.
Congressman, just a minute or so left to get your thoughts on the Boehner speech from New York last night, making it pretty clear that there will not be a hike in the debt ceiling without some major spending reforms. And he says specific and official spending cuts that are greater than the amount being asked for in the raising of the debt ceiling. What'd you make of his speech, and how much can you nail down exactly what you can demand from Democrats in these negotiations?
Well, that's yet to be seen what Speaker Boehner will be able to nail down on that in the days to come, but he is repeating what we have said oftentimes in conference. He is not a person standing alone in those same beliefs. I share those same beliefs with him. We have got to do whatever it takes to begin to pull us down, and it can't be just a numbers game. Where Washington is just notorious for we're going to play with all the numbers and make it look good at the end, but it really didn't do anything. We're past that now. We have $14 trillion worth of debt. We have $1.5 trillion deficit each year. We can't play games anymore. We've got to actually start solving this problem. And so to me, it is significant cuts up front. If whatever comes up to the floor, it says, okay, we're going to do something next Congress. It'll really be painful next Congress, whether that's a plan, process, budget gimmick, whatever it is. But all the pain is in the next Congress. I'm going to vote against it. Because that is pushing off the inevitable, what we need to do right now. And right now, we need to make some difficult spending decisions, and I'd like to see some long-term solutions as well. How do we stay out of this? Now, the long-term things, that is expanded out. But if we don't start it with the right now and actually get us going, it's not going to matter.
Last question, and we talked about this before, about what progress you might be able to make on regulatory reform in terms of the issue on the debt ceiling and on those major fiscal issues. We know there's the Gang of Six working in the Senate. We don't know exactly what they're considering, but does that give you hope that there will be, even with the democratically led Senate, some significant progress this year?
I had some hope before that, actually. 64 senators a month and a half ago sent a letter to President Obama saying, we want to deal with entitlements this year. We want to start taking these issues on. Well, that's a really good sign that there is a block of people in the Senate that are saying we need to stop ignoring this problem and start addressing it. Now, part of our struggle on the House side is getting the Senate and the president to be able to acknowledge we have a problem. That senator is saying we have a problem. Now we need to get the president to step in and say we have a problem. That begins the process of actually dealing with it. Washington, D.C. is very famous for talking about the problem, not solving the problem. We're at a point we need to start solving. I think the Senate leadership in some of the areas is ready to do that.
We'll certainly be watching. And as always, sir, we thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman James Langford represents his state's 5th Congressional District, also a member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.